Hey, who would you believe is right across me right now? It's the man himself. No, not Brian Adams or Gavin James. Yeah. It's Colin McGrath.
It's not the Groover from Vancouver. It's the bear from Clare. How's it going?
Good, good, good. How are you?
Good. When I heard this first, I thought it was an Irish word. I was thinking Coachella, a hay and a dough. But we're talking Coachella this week.
So we know it is. I think, well, a lot of listeners might know it is. Yeah. Explain to us, our listeners who may not be aware, what Coachella is.
It's a six-day music festival broken up over two weekends. So it's 3 days. Last weekend is 3 days. Next weekend, so we're in the middle of it. We're in the eye of the storm right now, and it seems to be a bit of a storm in terms of the prices of things, and we'll get to that in a minute. But it's like Coachella used to be the big thing before. It's big now, of course, as well. But there's still tickets available for this weekend. It just always sell out at the drop of a hat. Now prices could have something to do with it. Although I was chatting to your producer, Valina, and she was saying it's not bad for a three-day festival where you could see, Billie Eilish, Lana Del Rey, Will Smith, all these big acts that were there. The lowest price are $499 for weekend tickets, right up to $1,099 for the VIP ones.
Ouch. And this is, speaking of VIP, this is a festival that has a reputation. It's in the desert.
Yeah, it's in
California.
It's a two-hour drive from Los Angeles. Yeah.
And it attracts the Paris Hiltons of this world,
exactly,
and influencers,
yeah,
and all those kind of people.
Exactly, like Serena Carpenter was playing the weekend. She has been doing support for Taylor Swift around the world. Taylor Swift was in the crowd watching her with her boyfriend. Barry Keoghan was there. He's going out with Serena Carpenter at the minute. So he was there. He signed a deal with Burberry recently, and he was wearing a Burberry neckerchief. So he's doing all the right things at the minute. So Burberry are trying to up their game by picking an inner city dub. There you go. But no, it's just one of those festivals. It seems to me, because of the crowd interaction,
that, or lack thereof,
or exactly that people go to this to be seen at it,
yeah,
and to be,
yeah,
say like, oh, look at my Insta, I'm at Coachella.
I was at Tyler the Creator. What did he sound like? I can't remember. I was too busy taking selfies.
Yeah, exactly, and that's exactly it. Because when you go to music festivals here or concerts here, crowds pretty much go crazy. I've seen loads of videos of all the different acts, and they either are quiet or don't know the acts themselves, Blur being one of them. And we'll get to that in a second. So just let me tell you who's been on already. Lana Del Rey, Tyler, the Creator, Ice Spice, Doja Cat, Gwen Stefani, but No Doubt was on. Apparently she was the big one. Like, she drew the biggest crowd and got the biggest reaction over the weekend. Lots of the stars go there as well. Price of tickets, $499 to, I think it's $1,099 from what I could see. Now, that's fine, right? That's the price of the ticket. But you've got to think of the other finances that go along with it as well.
Aren't the bottles of water super expensive?
The bottles of water are $4, right? Small bottles of water. And they can go up to $11, right? Depending on the type of water that you buy.
And when you're in that particular climate, you're probably going to need a lot of water.
You are going to need a lot of water, right? You're going to need to eat. You're going to need to stay somewhere. Camping tickets aren't included in the ticket prices. They're at $149 per night. Okay.
Per night?
So that's another, wow, $450 on top of your ticket price. The showers have a three-hour queue. When you get there, you have 2 minutes in it, and it costs $10 just to wash yourself. There's phone chargers that cost $10 per half hour. They're super fast chargers, though, so your phone will be all right. If you want to splurge a bit on the VIP pass, the more you pay, the more you get, the closer to the stage you get, basically, is what the story is. If you want to go there, there is also parking. Parking, if you want to drive there, costs $249 plus fees for the weekend. So
this is all beginning to add up.
So put your parking fees along with your camping fees or hotel if you're staying there.
Ticket price.
Along with the ticket price. So then it adds up. And then you've got to eat, right? So I've got a list of the food stuff here, right? So they've got a food offering that includes places like Cena Vegan, to do with John Cena, Farmhouse Thai Chicken, Burger She Wrote, which is a burger bar. I love that. You can get a thing called a sumo dog, which is a big fat hot dog that will cost you $18. So let's go through it, right? There's no seating in the eating areas. So you're sitting on the ground, okay? And that's where it's probably okay at the minute. People aren't complaining about that too much. Chicken sandwich, $17. Pizza by the slice, $11.
For one slice of pizza.
One slice. Iced coffee, $12. Hot coffee, $10. Grilled cheese sandwich. This is literally like easy single in between two slices of bread, $12. Sorry, $17. Excuse me. An
must
extra
nice
six
cheese
if you want to add bacon to it. Crinkle cut fries, $12. Onion ring, $16. Chicken tender, $17. A turkey burger with fries, $33. In terms of alcohol, vodka Red Bull, $22. Wine by the glass, $17. Beer, $15. Soft drinks, $8. 3 hour long queues to the showers, like I mentioned, $10 when you get there and 2 minutes in it. So
Where do I sign up?
Yeah, I tell you what, you're better off where you are here, Alan. Like, it's one of those things in Coachella's great. I'd love to go. It'd be a dream come true. It'd be fantastic. Would it though?
Have to rob a bank.
Like, it would definitely be a one-off, and you'd really want to be into whoever is there.
Which is the problem with some of the people who are at it.
Exactly. So let's talk about that then for a second. I've got some audio here, right? So some of the treats that the fans are delighted with over the weekend included Billie Eilish and Lana Del Rey got together, and they did a version of Lana Del Rey's Video Games. We've got some audio if anyone ever listened. This is great. I've seen the video, and the crowd did really like this.
Sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, crowd like that. Video looked great. Two superstars, in fairness. I like Lana Del Rey. She's great. Then you had what you mentioned a while ago, Blur. So this is Damon Albarn. Blur, like when you and I were in secondary school, the question was always asked, Blur or Oasis?
Britpop Wars.
Yeah, exactly.
And, like,
yeah.
This is a band who, you know, they're seen as legends on this side of the Atlantic. When they played, I think they played Wembley Stadium twice last year, you know, 80, 90,000 yeah. people sold it twice. In America, it's different. They only had one hit, yeah. which was Song 2.
Yeah.
They were pretty high up the bill, but they were on before Tyler, the Creator.
They were. So, like, a lot of the millennial and, is it Gen Z people wouldn't know Blur very well. However, if I was going to a gig and it was a band I didn't know very well, I'd probably listen to some songs beforehand.
Of course, yeah.
So while they got these huge reactions in Wembley, they didn't get such a huge reaction in Coachella. And you'll hear the audio now. Even at the end of this, Damon Albarn said, you may as well sing along because you're never going to effing see us again.
Okay, here we go. Which they didn't. So that's Damon Albarn holding the microphone out to the crowd to get them to sing along, and he's met by Tumbleweed.
Yeah. I was asked that question in school, Blur or Oasis, and I said, actually, Pulp, and I got a belt of a school bag, so I'll never forgive Damon Albarn for that. But yeah, so like, not very many people knew them. The crowd weren't very interactive. He was pretty annoyed. But then again, you'll wonder, like, it's not the audience for Blur anymore. You know, if Blur came and played a gig here, all the Blur fans would go, and it'd be a great atmosphere. But it's not the case in Coachella. And then we have some Will Smith as well.
I'm sure he was a knockout. Was he a big hit?
Good old Slappy Smith arrived on stage in Coachella in that black suit he wore, Men in Black. He just can't let go, can he? Here's his on-stage performance.
So the rehabilitation of Will Smith's image began at Coachella.
Yeah, he appeared in J Balvin's set, and he's like, okay, a bit of crack. He just spent the whole time roaring into the microphone. You can hear it there. Oh, Coachella. He's just roaring. Like, he must have distorted the microphone.
Okay, so that's Coachella. We're bringing it to you so you don't have to go, basically.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, if somebody said, here is free tickets, would you like to go? I probably would. I wouldn't pay to go there, though. There's thousands of other things I'd like to do with my money rather than go to Coachella.
Actually, and, you'd get a freebie there.
Oh, would you? And so, but some of the things I'd like to do are some of the things I am doing this summer in Ireland, because there's plenty of gigs and festivals and stuff that aren't near the price, and you don't have to pay near the fees to accommodate yourself and to fly there. But one of the things that people are still talking about is Electric Picnic, because that's on again in September this year. There was some rumours online. Now, there were only rumours. They've been confirmed false that it wasn't taking place this year, and those rumours happened because people who were on the easy pay plan, so you could pay in three installments, which is great. The third installment was due out, I think, on the 1st of April. It wasn't taken out until like 5-6 days later. So people were saying, what's going on? They haven't announced the lineup yet, and they still haven't announced the lineup. Is it going to go ahead? The organizer said it is, but they still haven't announced the lineup. So does the world of people listening now have tickets for Electric Picnic this year and still don't know who's going to be entertaining them, which is crazy because it's sold out.
Which, remember, there was all the speculation, was it last year, where one of the headliners or one of the bands, the name was kind of blurred out and people thought it might be Blur. I think if Blur played, they'd get a much better reception than Coachella.
That's a better event for them to be at than Coachella, for sure. But we still don't know. We don't know any of the acts that are appearing at Electric Picnic this year, which is strange.
Well,
it's sold out, camping tickets sold out. It's going to be full of people, hopefully.
As soon as we find out who's playing it, and no, it won't be myself and Colin busking on stage, we will bring it to you. Colin, thank you very much. We are asking people today for our competition for the pair to be our latest qualifier for Friday's draw for the pair of tickets to the Clare Garden Festival, plus the overnight stay at the Old Grant Hotel, about their public transport nightmare stories. Connor in Doombeg has been in touch. He says, my worst public transport experience, when I was in college, I got the bus from Ennis to Limerick. So I got off the bus and I was taking my red suitcase, which I presumed was mine, back to my college. I took it, I opened my suitcase to find a full suitcase of meat and food. The smell of fish to this day makes my stomach turn. And luckily I got my suitcase back the next day. In future I learn my lesson to always put my name on my case. Who carries a suitcase full of meat and fish around?
Maybe you need to go to Coachella if the price are too high.
Any public transport nightmare stories? The usual thing, like me earlier on, the fella sitting beside the socks off. And
no, not public transport, no. But funny enough, my first holiday to the sun, my mother did an awful thing to me. I was 19, and because I was 19, she packed my bag for me. And as a joke, she decided to layer the top of the bag when I opened the zip with sanitary towels. She thought it'd be hilarious. And when I opened it in the hotel room, my buddies all saw that. And
brilliant.
Thanks, Ma.
Well done, Mrs. McGrath. I like that. You're a woman after my own heart. Colin, thank you very much. All right,